is up, you guys? Welcome to the Diva Deets, the ultimate podcast. The ultimate podcast where I can't even talk. The ultimate podcast where women over 40 are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Danya Powers, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Good morning, Pamela. I'm also recording a podcast, but I'm also live on Instagram today and live on Facebook as well. So feel free to comment whilst I get myself rolling today. Today, we're just going to cut through all the surface level excuses and dive into the real reasons you have not reached your goals. And I promise it's not because you don't know what to eat or how to work out. You can beat yourself up about that all day long. But if you've ever wondered, why can't I just keep stay consistent? Why do I keep falling off? This is your wake-up call. So let's get real today. Why you're stuck and why no one has told you yet. So you don't have a food problem, although some of you do have a food problem. I'm not denying that. You have a motivation problem. And we have talked about motivation this week. My content is about motivation this week. I'm trying to get you to see that you really don't even have a weight problem. You have a belief problem. You are not believing in yourself. You don't believe you're fully capable of becoming the woman that you want to be. And you do not trust yourself to follow through with that. So that is why you are stuck. It is not the diet. It's not the workouts. You're holding on to an old version of yourself that you're either still trying to be or that you feel like is who you want to be again. You're afraid of failing. So you just on purpose, without even realizing it, sabotage yourself and keep proving yourself right. And by sabotaging your progress, let me say that again so that everybody in the world can understand it. You sabotage your progress. And the moment things get uncomfortable, that's where you go. Directly to that sabotage, because that is where the comfort zone is. The uncomfortable is where we try to just avoid. We try really hard to just kind of keep that. That is really taking over my face. I'm so sorry. So here's our hard truth. And are you sitting down for this? Because no one is coming to save you. And that is something that I had to learn. And I feel like everybody learns that the hard way. Good morning. How are you? I cannot remember your name, Jen Fit. I forget every time. And then I'll be like, she's watching my live. But good morning. I'm so glad that you are here. P.S. She's a great one to follow if you're in my comments. So, but the hard truth is nobody is coming to save you. For me, that was hard. That was a hard reality because I did want help. I wanted to be saved. I wanted all those things. Genesis. That's right. I'm so sorry. I was like, I know it's something like the Bible. Her name is Genesis. Is that the coolest name ever? Let's be honest, though. How many times have you guys wished, I just need to find the right plan? Or if I had more time, I'd be successful. Or I need someone to push me, because that's kind of where I was in that mindset of have a great. Oh, thank you. You have a great morning, too, Genesis. I appreciate it. You're so amazing. So if you need someone to push you, you're going to have to figure out that that is you, because no one is coming to do this for you. I wish there was. I would really charge a lot more money, wave my magic wand, and fix everybody. I really would, because I just think that life should be enjoyed purely and fully to the absolute last moment of your life here. But you have to decide that this time is different. You have to stop waiting for motivation, and you have to stop looking for the perfect moment, because that is never coming for you. It will never be there for you. You literally have two choices. You've got two choices, okay? Have we got our big girl panties on this morning? You can keep waiting, keep doubting, and stay in the same cycle, or you can show up for yourself today, even if it's messy, even if it's hard, and prove to yourself that you can do this. Do you realize that? You have to show up for yourself today. You can wait or show up. Those are your two choices. What are you choosing? There are three things that will really change everything for you, and that's what I'm going to try to share with you today in a way that makes sense and in a way that you can immediately implement, okay? Stop trying to fix yourself. You're not broken. You're literally not broken. You're not weak. You're not lazy. You don't need another restart. You just need to start acting like the woman that you want to become. And that is hard for all of us, not just you. That is hard for me to be the example that I need to be, especially with a huge setback because of my hysterectomy and all of the weight that I have gained because I wasn't able to be as active as I normally was recovering. I was doing what I was supposed to do. I was doing exactly what I was supposed to do, but I had to start acting again like the woman that I wanted to become. And so do you. What would she do today? How would she eat? How would she show up? How would she do that? What's different from what you are doing now? So shift your mindset from I have to lose weight to I'm becoming the healthiest version of myself, because that journey is forever. I have to lose weight has a deadline in mind. It has an end. It's a facade. You forever are going to work on becoming the healthiest version of yourself. Here's the other shift I need you guys to take. The first one is stop trying to fix yourself. You're not broken. Okay. The second one is stop waiting to feel like it. Action comes first. It's hard for me to explain to people. I don't know how many lives I've done. I don't know how many conversations I've had where I don't feel motivated. When you move, action creates motivation. Action creates motivation. But I'm going to try to word it just a little bit differently. Action comes first, not motivation. If you're waiting for motivation, you'll be waiting forever. The women who succeed at the weight loss journey, at the fitness game, are the ones who show up no matter what. I'm not negating that sometimes you need a rest day. I'm not negating that sometimes you're recovering from a hysterectomy. I'm not negating the fact that sometimes we get sick. That does not have anything to do with this, because that's a big part of the journey. The ones who succeed are the ones who show up no matter what. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be consistent. To be consistent, you have to be adaptable to what is happening in your world. If you learn how to adapt to everything that comes at you, then you will learn how to be consistent, because it's not a perfection game. Even if you just gave yourself 10 minutes every day that you were not giving yourself, do you know that adds up? It compounds. And then you have some massive success on the backside of that, because you have to shift your mindset from I have to do everything right and have it perfect, have all the food exactly in line, everything has got to be so perfect, to I just have to do something every day. We touched on this a little bit yesterday, but one of the biggest business principles that I was taught in my 20s was put your hands on your business every day, touch it every day, do something in it every day. Your weight loss journey is exactly the same MO. Do something with it every day. So the first one was, we have to stop trying to fix ourselves because we are not broken. The second one was stop waiting until you feel like it, because action is going to come first. You're not going to ever feel like it. Today, I don't feel like it. Yesterday, I didn't feel like it. I almost never feel like it, but I'm always so glad that I did it. The third one is own your freaking power. You're in control of your story. There is not some, you know, random narrator talking your story. It was that Will Smith movie. I can't remember the name of it. Genesis says, I'm so good. Amen. Yes, girl. Yes, queen. You have to own your power, because your past failures do not define your future success. Who you were yesterday is not who you are today. And you have to remember that. You get to choose what happens next. You do. It's all you, boo-boo. If you keep telling yourself the same story, you'll get the same results. You need to shift your mindset from I always fail to I am always in control of my choices. And here's the thing. We are at a final point in time in your life where you are going to have to make the decision. It's time to decide. We are well past, I'll be 49 in a month or so, and I'm well past the halfway point likely, okay? So even if I'm just halfway, that's 92 is pretty getting up there. Know what I mean? And I would love to sit here and irritate the devil the rest of my life. I'm not going to lie. I'll be like, I will wake up every day for you, Lord. Keep me here and keep me strong. But you are either going to change today, or you are going to keep wishing for a change tomorrow. Here's the thing. I want you to drop a fire emoji in the comments if this is hitting you. I want you to drop a fire emoji in the comments if you are done waiting and ready to take control of your journey. And if you're tired of starting over, if you are done making excuses, and if you are ready to commit, I have one thing for you that is not a big long-term commitment, that is not a huge investment upfront, and that's my six-week Badass Grandma Boot Camp. Let me explain it. I'm going to be a badass grandma. My grandbaby's due date is March 14th. I am super, super excited about this, but I want to redefine what it is to become a grandma, because we are fighting for that age, to be honest with you. To get out of the stage of motherhood and shift into grandmotherhood, I'm pumped about it because there's a lot of joy attached to that, where there is so much personal responsibility attached to parenting. There's a lot of joy and fun and laughter attached to being a grandparent. So that is why I'm doing it. I want to redefine what it means to be a grandma. I'm not trying to have my kids help me up and down off the toilet. I'm trying to make sure that I'm getting up and down off my toilet. I'm making sure I'm going for walks. I'm out playing pickleball. I'm having a good time and I'm picking up the grandbaby. I am going to Disney and I'm having the time of my life. This six-week badass grandma boot camp is for anybody and everybody who is feeling old, broken down, and wants a change. And guess what? I'm joining it with you guys. I am doing it with you. So if you are ready to finally prove yourself that you can do this, I want you to DM me on Instagram, Donya Powers EC, on TikTok, Donya Powers EC, or on Facebook, Donya Powers, and comment the word badass, and let's go. Our registration ends March 2nd. The cost is $197 for 6 weeks. We already have some awesome ladies signed up that are going to help motivate you, help push you, and help make you feel like the strongest version of yourself that you have felt in a very, very long time. So listen, until next time, ladies, until tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.